life today.
Ah, the dollar's dipping yet again, and we keep printing those greenbacks. Why should you care? I'll give you the inside scoop. It looked like a bread line in Detroit from Depression days as thousands lined up for stimulus bucks in that very depressed city. And the congressional budget folks, yeah, they came up with the dollar figure, and it's less than the $900 billion that has been flying around for health care reform, but I still don't trust the new number. Wait till you hear where it's at. It's kind of like eeny, meeny, miny, moe. How can we sell this with less dough? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's the name of the show. You can always throw in your 2 cents. Let me give you the digits, of course, right from the get-go, because you need a pen, you need to scribble it down on your hand or that scrap piece of paper. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And let me tell you right from the get-go, I am in an incredible mood. Not that that matters for the show, really, I guess. But on a sports note, my Philadelphia Phillies rocked as they blew out the Rockies in their opener. We are in baseball playoffs. We'll do a little teeny, teeny, teeny sports shorts. But I will tell you, the Phillies beat the Rockies 5-1. They'll do it again in another afternoon game. Speaking of sports, every Wednesday, he checks in with us. Ticket broker, Easy Ticket, Mike Davis. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
I couldn't be better, friend, unless I was in Philadelphia watching those games, let me tell you. Hey, let's talk about the NFL first, though. The NFL, now we're rolling into the fifth week. We do this thing called Nail the Score on Thursday nights. Lots of people call up and participate. We still haven't had a winner yet. So while we're talking so much politics here on this show, water cooler buzz, healthcare reform, what are we going to do? The dollar, you heard me say that. Our little break, I think, in the action is to watch some great football. And I think we've been seeing great football so far this season. And this past week didn't disappoint, I guess, unless, like you, Cowboy fans had to be a little upset about that loss, I think, to the Broncos, because I believe they had the edge in the beginning, but they couldn't close it out.
Oh, it was a good game, but, you know, it was like the Cowboys acted like they were playing the Giants again. They fell apart in the end. I mean, they, you know, they let the Broncos go down and score that late touchdown, and then they couldn't push it into the end zone with less than a minute to go. So they ended up losing. It was a low-scoring game. It was only 17-10, but you know, neither one really looked very good at all. They just their defense, both their defenses, looked pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say that it's, of course, with the Cowboys, the defense has been terrific, no question. It's Tony Romo I'd be concerned about. Now, the Vikings in a huge matchup in Minnesota couldn't be bigger for the sports fans up there. Brett Favre beating his old team, the Green Bay Packers. Blowout ratings, Mike. Lots of people were watching this game, and the Monday night proved to be a real thriller, too.
Yeah, they, you know, Favre, he ended up, well, you know, he did his part, but you know, it was a full team effort in beating Green Bay 30-23, and it was a really, really good game. You know, the Vikings are 4-0 right now, along with the Giants. They're 4-0. I don't really think either one's really been tested as of yet, but you know, there's New Orleans, they're still unbeaten, and you know, it's still early in the season, and anything can happen. I mean, but we've got some contenders right now. Over in the AFC, there's you know, the Denver Broncos. They're unbeaten right now after they shellacked the Cowboys, and the Patriots. Well, the big game this week, I think, are going to be the Broncos and the New England Patriots.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good game, too. Speaking of good games, we've seen some great games, I think, in college football as well. I know I have a lot of friends that are Alabama fans. They're taking on Mississippi. Now, Mississippi's like 20 in the rankings, but that's in Oxford. That'll be a lot of fun. This is also a lot of fun. Ohio State is ninth ranked, of course, depending on what poll you look at, and that's in Columbus, Ohio. They're taking on Wisconsin. That's kind of one of those fun rivalry games. And, you know, further as you jig and jag around the order, you've got, I think, some pretty good games like Florida and LSU, and whether Tim Tebow will actually play in the game or not. We got 2 days to see what happens there, and that's in Baton Rouge. And I'd love to have a seat to that one. And, of course, your Texas Longhorns and Colorado, that could shape up to be a pretty decent game. If nothing else, you get to see the great Colt McCoy, who's a lot of fun to watch and is certainly having a good season so far. And that one's in Austin, yeah. So it's home cooking for them.
Yeah, McCoy's been doing well so far, and he's so far Texas is unbeaten. I don't look at them having a whole lot of trouble with Colorado this year. They'll be playing in Austin, and I look at it being a romp for Texas. They're getting ready to play their arch rival OU next weekend though, and I was looking. You know, I think that's not going to be as big a game as it could have been. OU got knocked down to number 19 this week after they lost to Miami last Saturday night. You know, Miami came out and beat them 21-20 down there in Miami. So,
No kidding. Hey, we should tell everybody, as I said, Mike is a ticket broker, so if you want to get some great tickets to some of the games that we've been talking about, some of the college games coming up that I mentioned, or whether we're looking forward in the NFL, go to easy-ticket.com. Quickly, next week we'll talk a little bit more about hockey. It started the regular season. The puck dropped. Baseball, we're into the playoffs, and I mentioned, of course, the Phillies beating the Rockies in that first game. I was excited about that. The Dodgers going at it with the Cardinals. I know a lot of people listening to us are Cardinal fans. The Red Sox and the Angels are getting ready. I talked about the Yankees in my last show with the Angels. I think this is going to be a fun postseason in baseball.
Yeah, there hadn't been any real surprises as of yet. Of course, you know, we've just done three of the first games tonight, and like you said, the Angels and Red Sox start tomorrow. But I look at the Angels handling Red Sox, sending them back to Boston. So what I'm looking at, a couple weeks, we'll probably have the Phillies and the Dodgers playing in the National League Championship Series, and looking for the Yankees and the Angels to be in the American League. I'm still looking for probably the Phillies and the Yankees to be in the World Series.
Yeah, I think so, too. And for me, it couldn't be better with family in both places. I think there's going to be a lot of trash talking. And, of course, we have listeners in those areas, too, and that would be a lot of fun as well. So, again, go to easy-ticket.com. Mike, we'll talk to you next week once again, Wednesday, here, same place, same time. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, and you have a good evening, Kate.
You too. And don't forget, Mike has concert tickets, too, because I know a lot of people could care less about sports. And if you fall into that category, there are a lot of good concerts. It seems like in the summer and the fall, and I could be wrong about this, but it seems like a lot of times that's when you get some of your better concerts. You know, I'm running out tomorrow to get my Philadelphia Phillies red swoosh flex hat. Coming up next, oh, I can't wait to talk about this. Why are the jobs going overseas, especially when it comes to military contracts? Shocking stuff next. You don't want to turn that dial. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Americans are getting jobbed out of work that could have been coming their way. And why? Well, there's a big fat tug of war, of course, for the refueling tanker contract. We're talking Boeing and Northrop. You've heard me talk about that before. And I think I mentioned this on a blog recently. Sadly, what has happened is France is in the middle of this, and they are illegally subsidizing Airbus as well in order to win the contract over U.S.-owned Boeing, thus the 7,500 people that I mentioned that won't be getting the jobs that they could be getting, especially in a time when so many of us are struggling to keep our head above water. Why are so many contracts going elsewhere, and especially outside the borders? It makes no sense. And you know I've gone off on this many, many times as to what is going on with some of these government contracts and, again, the politics involved in it, really more like the sidestepping of the issues. Kerry Telasco joins us now, Vice President of the Institute of Liberty, very passionate about this thing, about keeping U.S. manufacturing jobs out of foreign hands. Kerry, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, Kate. I'm just so happy that you are covering this. It's so important, and there are so many things going on in Washington, D.C. now with healthcare and all that stuff that this is being sort of overlooked. So it's great that you're getting it out there.
Yeah, that's explain this. There was a big newspaper on the West Coast that did a story on it, you know, and our shows on both coasts and everywhere in between. So I try to peruse what's happening. And actually, you came up on our radar because of a story that was in the L.A. Times talking about what I just mentioned. Let's roll back the tape and explain to everybody how this works. First of all, the refueling contract is a beauty, is a good one. So why is that possibly, or it looks like it's gone overseas? How did that happen?
Well, about 4 or 5 years ago, there were two bids out for these air refueling tankers, and they're really important. They're about 40 years old. They're like flying gas stations for our warfighters and their planes, and a lot of military analysts will tell you that one of the reasons we're so dominant in the air is because of the refueling tanker system we have. But it's about 43 years old. Its technology is not kept up with the technology of what we have. So what we need is more refueling tankers, newer ones. So a couple years ago, a bid went out from the Defense Department, and Airbus/EADS, which is a French consortium, outbid Boeing. The reason they did that was because they were the European governments, particularly France, gave them enormous subsidies. The World Trade Association just determined to be illegal in the largest illegal subsidies case that the U.S. has ever brought ever. So we now have a WTO ruling based on a case brought to the WTO by the United States government saying, okay, we need to throw out the old bid because they cheated. Now, because all that has passed now, we're gone back and we're bidding these tankers out again. And even though the WTO case found in favor of the U.S. government, it appears that all members of the U.S. government, i.e. the Air Force, is not going to adhere to this ruling based, you know, for all of us, and is going to go ahead and allow EADS Airbus to bid, which does two things. One, it sends our manufacturing jobs, 5 million of which we've lost since 2000, offshore. And two, it gives our emerging technologies to countries like Iran and Venezuela and China, who are also clients of Airbus and EADS. So it's a bad deal no matter how you look at it.
And so how did this slip under, well, not your radar, obviously, but how did it slip under so many people's radars? Because of, as you mentioned, in Washington, so much is going on with healthcare reform and other things that have, I guess, distracted people or what? I just don't understand how this hasn't been more visible.
Well, certainly the Pentagon wants to keep it quiet because this was quite the kerfuffle when it happened. In fact, one of the reasons that Airbus got the contract is because Senator McCain intervened on behalf of them, and they went back and the government actually, the Air Force went and changed some specs to allow the Airbus plane to fit the mold, which was kind of stupid because it's supposed that the refueling tankers nowadays need to be able to take off and land like on dirt runways in the middle of Afghanistan. And the French plane was huge and there was no way it could do it. We would have had to re-outfit a number of our landing zones and everything else. So the whole thing was kind of stupid on its face. And lots now, yeah. I mean, you've got czars coming out of the closet being insane every 10 minutes here in D.C. You've got the health care thing. You've got Afghanistan. Yeah. So because the Pentagon has wanted this to, you know, pardon the pun, fly under the radar, it really has. So, again, that's why it's so important to talk about it and to talk about what it means to American jobs.
Yeah, no kidding. And I go off on this all the time. You just saw what happened with the 8 guys who were ambushed. You have soldiers bleeding on the battlefields in unbelievable terrain in Afghanistan. We still have soldiers in Iraq and all over the place. We're fighting basically two wars. This is ridiculous. I mean, you know, shouldn't there be something left back for the good old USA? Isn't anybody thinking that way anymore?
Well, I don't know. You know, the minority partner of EADS in the United States is Northrop Grumman, which is fine. But, you know, it's probably about 20% American content if the planes are made by Airbus and that partner. If they're made by Boeing, the jobs are all going to stay here. You know, Sam Brownback, God bless him, senator from Kansas, broke away from the GOP PAC the other day and actually was brave enough to talk about the importance of manufacturing jobs, particularly in Kansas, where roughly one-third of the incomes in Kansas used to be related to the military aircraft industry or the commercial aircraft industry. And it's getting clobbered, you know, the whole across the board. And what happens, Kate, when this happens is when we lose manufacturing jobs, we also lose the ability to repair the stuff we have. And this is another story that's kind of lost out there. We have rocket launchers and tanks and all kinds of big widgets hanging around in graveyards all over the U.S., not because we don't have the capacity to fix them, you know, with the technology in our heads, but we can't access the parts anymore. And unfortunately, some of that stuff's even made in China, and we're importing it to our U.S. military. So we need to keep the jobs here. We need to keep the technology here. To me, it's just a no-brainer.
Well, how many of these graveyards do you think we have around the U.S.?
There are about 11 I know of.
Wow.
And, we remember back at the beginning of the Iraq War, all the talk about how we weren't outfitting the Humvees with armored steel. Well, it wasn't any lack of will or cash on the U.S. government part. It was just that we couldn't find the armored steel to do it. So when we're looking at outfitting probably what will end up being a $100 billion refueling tanker fleet, we need to make sure that we make it here, that we leave the jobs here, and that we make sure that in the future when these things need to be repaired or retrofitted or whatever, that we have both the manufacturing capacity and the people who know how to do it.
Yeah, so what does this do to the Air Force? That puts them in an ugly situation. They need to be refueled. That has to happen, right? We're not going to have these planes drop out of the sky.
Well, you know, it's going to happen. It's kind of like when you live on that street where everybody says, why don't they put in a stop sign? And when the kid gets run over, then they finally put the stop sign in. It's going to be the same thing with the refueling tankers. These things are 45 years old, and they're flying around up there. And, again, their technology doesn't mesh with the technology for the warfighter planes that they're flying in. And you look at all the stuff that goes on around the globe. You look at China and how aggressive it can be at times. You know that you've got to refuel planes over deserts and over water. And without having reliable refueling tankers, you're not just putting the people on the ground at a disadvantage. You're putting the people in the tankers and the fighter pilots in the planes at risk as well. So, I mean, it's a huge mess. This should have been taken care of 10 years ago, and it was, you know, it's one of those big sort of hurry-up-and-wait projects. But now we have, you know, the administration cutting back on a lot of military spending, and we need to make sure that none of those cuts ever happen in this refueling tanker program.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Well, we're all over this, definitely. The Pentagon, as you said, they don't want it out there, obviously, but something different needs to happen because we hate seeing those jobs go over. And as you mentioned, a staggering statistic. What did you say? Since 2005, how many jobs, manufacturing jobs, have we seen go overseas? 5 million, right?
5 million lost, about 2.5 million of those directly attributable to China. And China has just reorganized its aircraft industry to become much more aggressive in the military aircraft area. So we need to keep our eye on them and make sure that we are bucking up our domestic capacity big time here, because I don't trust China as far as I could throw it, and there's no telling what might happen if they start being aggressive and trying to, you know, pull contracts from around the world to have planes made in China. So we need to keep on this 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, thanks for staying up late. We know you're in Washington. Carrie Telasco, Senior VP of the Institute of Liberty. Thanks, Carrie. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Anytime. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, coming up next, Odds and Ends.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
The result is a balanced, common sense plan that takes the best ideas from both sides. It is a plan that essentially implements President Obama's vision to improve America's health care. And it is a plan designed to get the 60 votes that it needs to pass.
All right, so that was Senator Max Baucus. This was later today. The big news coming out of D.C. is this, folks, that the number is a little bit less. The first we hear the news that the federal budget, by the way, the deficit tripled to $1.4 trillion. That's for 2009. The fiscal year, of course, ended last week, right? Now you got the Congressional Budget Office. Here's their price tag. The health care bill, they say, is going to cost $829 billion, to which I still say, baloney. Your taxes will go up. They will. They will. They will. I'm not trying to be the fear monger, but how long have we talked about this? How many experts have we had on this show? Number crunchers, doctors, regular folk, etc., politicians, and what the deal is the Senate Finance Healthcare Bill right now is what they're saying. Is that's the price tag on it. And supposedly, the other part of this is that it's going to save $81 billion over 10 years. Now, nothing is written stone. This is just a guesstimate, right? It was released, as I said, Wednesday by the CBO, which is naturally nonpartisan, so I'm not putting it on their doorstep. And now this political battle over how to interpret the report has just started. See, that's the key. How do you twist these numbers? Forget the deficit part of it. Focus on the cost, because the package, when you look at it from quickly, what I could see is what I said. It's going to include hundreds of billions of dollars in new taxes and fees. See, most people will look at it, and the number they're going to see is the premiums increase. In fact, I feel pretty confident that almost everybody's premium will increase, and you could say, well, that happens anyway. But I think it'll happen much more. And then a lot of people will be handcuffed because they will be forced to get health insurance. So what ultimately is the goal of this thing was to get the number down and of course, get it through. Also, as part of this, the proposed legislation would require healthcare industries, robber barons, to pay $121 billion in taxes over 10 years. And that's actually higher. That's like almost $30 billion more than they originally thought. But this measure has too many new taxes. That's what I'll say. Too many new taxes. Very, very expensive, very costly. It calls for a co-op instead of the so-called public option. And I think trying to merge the bills together, because remember, there's a whole bunch of different bills that we're talking about. And what has to happen is you have to blend these together. The Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, because they're talking about the public option. And when you pull that co-op thing and put that in there, that would be your blended bill. I hope that makes sense. You're taking the two bills and putting them into to one. And see, that's where it gets tricky, because one of them will include the government-run insurance plan, which has been backed by many of the liberal Democrats. The Finance Committee voted last week, if you remember, to strike two amendments that would have established a government-run insurance plan. So let's just put it this way. It's like playing Scrabble, and you start mixing the letters up, and you're hoping that the other players are getting a little bit confused, and that is a word. You know, when you're demanding something's a word that you've just made up off the top of your head. Yeah, they're making – some of this stuff is made-up fantasy stuff that just no way can it – can they tell you, I think, that you're not going to raise the taxes or the premiums. If you are willing to pay for it, however, then different story. Then, you know, everything's great in your world. I think ultimately most people, they just don't want to pay anymore, especially they have kids, they have older parents, they have limited income, whatever it is. All right, 800-259-5791 if you want to flip me a call. George in Indiana, hello.
Oh, Kate, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm fine, Kate. Kate, I want to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a choice. Either you think this government is doing everything it can to help us out and to make our country great, or you must think that this government is doing everything it can to destroy this country and make it what it is not. If you can't get on one of those two tracks, then you're lost. And they are destroying this country on purpose, Kate, and that's what you've got to realize. Everything you're talking about makes no sense because they want to kill the country.
Well, here's what I think. I think they're fat cats. They want to be reelected. And in that sense, yes, they want to kill the country because they want to continue to do what they've been doing all along. And you're absolutely right in that sense, George, playing the game of politics. And it is not about it's not about the people they represent. We are the government. It's we the people. People forget that. You're right. If you're saying that, you're right. It's we the people. So if we continue down this democratic road that we're on in this great country, we need better people representing us. We need maybe a third party. We need something different because we are mired and mucked up in politics that are so corrupted, that are off the charts with how they bury and twist things in, like I was explaining, in these bills. That the common guy has no idea what happened until it's too late. You know, even the people who were elected themselves have a hard time trying to understand the bills and the way that they're written. It's not just health care. It's on a lot of different issues. So in that sense, absolutely. It's about, I got my piece, so I'm going to hang on to it, and I want to keep hanging on to it. And too bad if it doesn't suit you. That's what, yeah, that's what it's about. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You can also send me an email, americatonight.net. I got a quick one here from Frank. Frank says, Kate, love the interview you just had a couple of minutes ago. What was her name and what does she do? I just caught the first part, K something. And tell us more about that story. Okay, it's Carrie, rather, Telasco, who we talked to. As I said, she's one of these, she works for the Institute of Liberty. And truly what they're trying to do is uncover things like what's happening with the Airbus and get it out there and have people more informed over how many manufacturing jobs are leaving the U.S. As she said, China, with the, 2 million of our jobs since 2005. And if you're in the manufacturing business, if you work for plants, auto or otherwise, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Overseas, overseas, overseas. Now, one of the things Obama said when he was elected is he was going to penalize people, companies, that had their jobs go overseas because, you know, it was about keeping the jobs here in America. So let's see where that goes. And this is the perfect scenario with this Airbus tanker refueling stuff. How France gets in there, gets under the line with their proposal, and how many people will lose jobs in the United States or won't get the jobs that they would have gotten. The high-paying military manufacturing jobs flying overseas is not a good thing. So we're paying for, you know, all these wars or elections, like $300 million in Afghanistan to see Karzai get elected, where we have nothing but charges of fraud all over the place, which doesn't look good. But, okay, that's $300 million. I think I said it right that time, $300 million. And then you think of the cost of the wars that we're talking about, whether it's Afghanistan or Iraq, and then you think of the soldiers that we have fighting. So you mean to tell me that in the middle of all of this, these military contracts, these big military manufacturing contracts are awarded to overseas companies, and we're losing those jobs? That does not add up. So people who could be employed, people who could have jobs, or people who are losing jobs wouldn't lose them if there was an effort to keep those jobs in the U.S. And I think one of the most shocking things that she said, in case you missed it, is the graveyard scenario that she knows of 11, where you've got tankers and whatnot, and you've got rocket launchers, tanks and rocket launchers that don't have the parts, or they could, if they had the parts, they had access to the parts, they could fix them, and then that would be, you know, some of the stuff that you could use, obviously, in these war zones, but they're not available because the parts are overseas. Does that make sense to anyone? No, it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And when it's all said and done, 8 years in Afghanistan, probably going to turn into another, let's say, 10, that's 18. How much money at the end of this is going to be spent on this war? How much money was spent in Iraq? And we have General McChrystal saying the war can be won with a new strategy. Well, I think, frankly, we need a new strategy when it comes to these jobs that are going overseas. How about you? This really gets under my skin. Anybody else out there want to vent? 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
So you know, the cha-ching factor, the Senate health bill imposes $29 billion more in taxes, and the idea of state-run health insurance plan is gaining a lot of support. Maybe it ends up in that direction. In the meantime, let's jump from health care reform. Man, we just beat this thing like a dead horse, don't we? So, but it affects all of us, for goodness sake. And I feel like my hair is on fire every other day with some of the things that are coming out of Washington. So here's the deal. We're going to slide over to something that, of course, also gnaws at many of us, what's going on with Afghanistan. Here's what happened. Wednesday, a meeting on the 8th anniversary of the beginning of the war in Afghanistan. Did you know that? Yep, launched after the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks to go after the Taliban and get rid of Al-Qaeda as a home base. So there was a big-time strategy meeting once again. Remember, there was one a week and a half ago. You had General McChrystal there. Of course, he's looking for 40,000 additional troops. You also had Defense Secretary Robert Gates as well as somebody who was on hand. So this is a follow-up to that last meeting. This session followed a cantankerous, the way it's been described, exchange with Senator John McCain over the pace of deliberating. And I think he's right. You can't waffle. You can't wait. You got to make a decision on this. Whatever the decision is, it has to happen now because there's too many lives hanging in the balance. And, you know, that's the bottom line. The combat situations, you don't want them to get worse and to zap those poor guys on the field after the horrific thing we heard that happened over the weekend. How has this war lasted this long in the first place, when originally this was envisioned as the way to go after the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and maybe get bin Laden? I don't think they were even thinking 8 years. Now we're beyond 8 years, so time for whatever the new strategy is, a strategy that everybody is confident about. And what the White House is pumping out is, look, we're not going to do this backwards. We're going to get this right this time around. And I think it's felt like leading up to this last week, it's been nothing but a lack of, if anything, focus on what's coming out of the White House. So you have lots of people on the Hill lobbing opinions up over what to do in Afghanistan, whether we forget about Afghanistan, forget about the 8 years, or deploy more troops. If you were taking an over-under bet on this, like they do in Vegas, putting the odds, what are the odds that 40,000 folks aren't going back to Afghanistan, aren't going to be deployed to Afghanistan? I'd say it's more in favor of a heavier deployment. Maybe not quite that many, but you're going to see that probably. So you have House and Senate leaders, of course, talking after a almost two-hour conversation with Obama and Republicans and Democrats, obviously. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, and House Minority Leader John Boehner threw in their two cents in front of the mics, taking the opportunity. As you can imagine, they have kind of different views, and here's what was said.
Let me just say, where there was agreement that it's a difficult decision for the president to make, that we all respected that he was looking into every aspect of this, and that we were, again, honored what he had to say. Whether we agreed with it or voted for it remains to be seen when we see what the president put forth.
We do recognize that he has a tough decision, and he wants ample time to make a good decision. Frankly, I support that. But we need to remember that every day that goes by, the troops that we do have there are in greater danger. And so I don't believe the president needs to make a decision in haste. But we need to get this right. And I'm hopeful that the president will make a strong decision that will allow us to win this effort that was started many years ago.
All right, so you got pretty much the same from both of them, Pelosi or Boehner, other than Boehner saying, look, every day that goes by, tick, 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 like I've been saying, you're endangering, I think, lives over there, and that's the problem. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. Okay, let's get a little hockey and a little court thing here. Remember about a year and a half ago, Patrick Roy's son was charged with assault and battery in a hockey game?
Wait, say that again? Oh, yeah, the Patrick Roy stuff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, his son today pled guilty and was given an absolute discharge.
Are you shocked by that?
No, because of who his father is.
Right.
And if it would have been some Joe in, you know, a beer hockey league game, he would have been given, a suspended sentence, a few months in jail. Who knows? But because he's Patrick Roy's son, and, you know, he was given an absolute, you know, he was given an absolute discharge, which means no record. And people are saying, hopefully he'll turn his life around. Well, he ain't playing pro hockey, that's for sure.
Oh, no, no, no. That's the one thing he killed. If there was a possibility of that, he killed that.
Right. Well,
yeah.
But the only reason he was on the team was because of his...
Right.
Anyway, okay, now to get to your topic. Okay, if I'm a betting man, which I've known to be once in a while, and she's been known to bet once in a while, too. She plays scratch lottery tickets.
Ooh.
Yeah, one time she won $7,000 on a scratch lottery ticket.
Oh, you're kidding.
I kid you not.
That's good.
Yeah, but you know how I went, okay, so where are we going for dinner? She goes, our favorite restaurant. I said, you just won $7,000. She goes, hey, my money, my rules. Okay. Anyway, if I was a betting man, what I'm worried about is that you're going to have some senators and some congressmen who are, you know, in their districts where they have defense contractors who are hoping it's going to be over because it means, okay, more troops means more weapons, which means more money for us. Then you've got others who are probably saying, no, this is enough. You know, people have lost brothers, sons, daughters, for all like wives, you know, so they're hoping it's under. So it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. That's what I have to say about the subject.
Yeah, boy, that's, you know, it's trite but true. You're right. Either way, you're talking about, that's part of what the philosophy is. You're talking about big bucks, and let's hope it's not about that. Because there's just too many lives that are lost in as a result of it. So if you're going to be invested, especially in Afghanistan, and the Russians know, I mean, they saw how tough it was. In fact, Charlie Wilson... Remember Charlie Wilson, Charlie Wilson's War,
the
congressman from Texas, and
right,
what he did with his covert operation.
Right.
He said he thinks, get out of Afghanistan. That's his advice, because he saw what happened. He was there, and he saw what happened during that struggle. And now you're probably talking about another 10 years, and at what cost and how many lives? That's the sad part, Slam
okay.
and Sammy.
Now I've heard, I picked up, like, some people are calling this era's, they're calling Afghanistan what Vietnam was to their fathers. This is their sons. This is their Vietnam. Would that statement be true?
Unfortunately, I think it is, and that's what we don't want to see happen, that you've got all this great service again and again, the deployments,
right.
and coming back, and they should be treated, they being the guys in the military, the women in the military, really like heroes for what they've sacrificed and what's happened to many of their friends on and around the battlefield. Sam, thanks. Take care.
Take care.
All right. As always, you know where to ship those emails, americatonight.net. What was the movie? I think it was Network. Remember the main line, one of the all-time great movie lines, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Ooh, I have a feeling a lot of people feel that way.
Are advancing constantly, and we're not interested in holding on to anything except the enemy. We're going to hold on to him by the nose, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time,